Two-setter time coming up on 7:32. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night, and Director of P&Z, Katie DeLuca, joins me now. Good morning, Katie. How are you doing on this beautiful Wednesday morning?
Yes, wonderful. Thank you. Nice breeze and cold weather out there.
Yeah, well, I understand you're out there rowing this morning, so a nice day for it, right?
Yeah, perfect day for it, and getting it better as the day goes on, warming up.
Gorgeous. All right, tell us about last night's meeting. What were some of the highlights?
Okay, well, we started with our usual pre-applications, and the first one, and the only one actually, was the Greenwich Country Club. They are looking to come in down the road with a golf learning center. It's effectively an indoor facility, and the commission didn't have too much to say about it other than just confirming it would be for the current membership only, and that they would want really considerable landscaping for the facility, and that didn't seem to be anything that was of issue, so I'm sure we'll be seeing that application coming in shortly. Then we move to the Perot Library over in Old Greenwich. They are looking to install a tent in the garden area for the Children's Library Summer Reading and Storytelling Programs. That was approved. The only issue there was that they have a very defined timeline that they want to have the tent for, which was well within our 6-month limit, and we offered them a little extra time just in case they wanted to keep it up longer, which of course they had no objection. So that was pretty smooth moving and easy. Then we went to an application we've heard several times. This is at 16 Prospect Drive. This was to increase the area dedicated to the first floor unit within a non-conforming two-family dwelling. It's non-conforming because it was created prior to zoning, but it is in an R7 zone, which only allows single family. And the question came down to a complicated legal issue, whether or not this was considered intensification or expansion, because prior to removing the lower level and the basement, that area was effectively unusable, and then making it now deeper, if you will, that now changed various things with building code and with zoning code, and that triggered parking issues. And the commission just found that it was, it's already non-conforming as it is, and that this would make it more non-conforming, and that the site just wasn't conducive for that kind of thing. So this was actually denied. And then we moved to a final resubdivision. It was a very simple equal area exchange in the 1-acre zone of around 2,000 square feet. So that was quickly approved. Then we went all the way up to Banksville. This is to establish a nursery school within the Banksville Community House. Apparently there had been a nursery school there years ago, but as the commission correctly stated, this was a de novo application. We just went over things like what we would want to see on the final plans in terms of notes and the like, and that was approved after some discussion about how the drop-off would work because it's young children. And then back into Central Greenwich, this was this is the one I always date myself on, the old bowling alley, for those who remember from 25 years ago. This is at 44 to 48 West Putnam Avenue. And this is a pretty cool application, actually, because previously the commission had approved the change of use from the bowling alley, and they did what we call mothballing the top floor of the building. So there's an existing space up there, which is a very, very large space, which is just unusable. And the proposal was to create 14 residential units on that third floor. But the cool part about it is that they're going to have some of that area be parking, and they're going to access those parking spaces via a car lift. So there was a lot of discussion about what happens if the lift breaks and contingency plans and how it will all work and the Architecture Review Committee, et cetera. It all got figured out in the end, and it was approved last night.
Did you ever go bowling at that bowling alley?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, sure, yeah.
All right.
That's where all those good memories come from.
Okay.
We did not hear the YWCA. That was postponed. So that led us to the last two applications, 585 West Putnam and 581. And if you recall, because this one's been before us a few times too, this is for a four-story 44-unit residential building where 9 of the units would meet the quote-unquote moderate income definition, which is effectively the income cap based on the average town employee salary. And it was very well received, has been before the Architectural Review Committee, which was kind of the biggest hang-up at the last meeting, and the neighbors spoke in favor of the new design at both that ARC meeting and also last night. So everything seems to be all lined up. There were a couple of issues that were still outstanding, and the accompanying applications for the roadway area had run out of time. So what ended up happening is they withdrew the application once they kind of talked to the commission about a few things dealing with the parking and the coverage, and they intend to submit all of the applications again, which I suspect will move quite smoothly given the amount of work we've done to date. So we'll look forward to seeing that. And then lastly, there was a proposed single-family home and guest house that was over the threshold that triggers a special permit of 150,000 cubic feet in volume. This was at 29 Meadowcroft Lane, and there was a lot of discussion about what type of drainage should be installed. Talked about rain gardens and swales and more structural type of drainage responses such as Coltex and whatnot. So there's still a little bit of work to do in that regard. So that one was left open. And that rounded out the meeting.
All right, good. Sounds good. What about next meeting?
Okay, next meeting is on July 7th. And that is a Thursday for those who are used to seeing us on Tuesday. It's going to be interesting because there's a bill that just passed that will allow us to continue on Zoom, but the bill states that you have to have town hall available for those who want to go into town hall. So we're working with IT and whatnot, because the commission is, as you've heard me say before, very much wants to continue on Zoom and thinks it's what's right for our community based on the number of people that attend on Zoom versus in person. So I think it's valuable to the citizens at large. Anyway, so the option to come into town hall will be available. And the big one on this meeting is Greenwich Hospital. So they are looking to get all the final comments and outstanding issues addressed at that meeting. So we'll see what their revisions look like.
All right. And so who will be at town hall then, Katie, for the next meeting?
That's a great question. Time will tell.
Doesn't sound like you're one of those that are going to go in.
It might be me.
It might be you.
Yeah. Yes, it might be me. We'll have to see how it works. I mean, ideally, I think we'll do something like what the BET has done or even the RTM. I mean, the issue is this is of course a townwide issue. It's not specific to planning and zoning. So we have to see how it's going to function for all of the groups that want to continue on Zoom and are required to have this option available to the public also.
Okay. And then finally, any final thoughts about the legislative session and anything that impacted zoning?
Yes, we've had a House bill that dealt with the outdoor dining previously, so that's good to go for this year at least. The Zoom part, you just heard me speak about that, and then there was the other one, which is the bill the zoning reform bill, that was approved in some form that means that we'll have to make some adjustments to our accessory apartment regulations. The biggest one is that we won't be able to restrict it to either elderly or affordable. It has to be more open to all, but it doesn't count towards our denominator in terms of the, or is it the numerator? But either way, it won't impact us negatively in terms of our affordable housing count. So we can remove those from the total number of overall units, of which 10% has to be affordable. So that's a positive. So we just need to make a few adjustments, which we'll be doing in short order.
All right, fantastic. As always, Katie, thanks very much for your time this morning. Have a great day.
Thank you, Tony. You too. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. That's a planning and zoning recap, but with Director of P&Z, Katie DeLuca.